Hey, welcome, everybody. Hope you had a super, super Sunday. Of course, the big game yesterday. Where'd you watch it at? What'd you do? Did you eat a lot of food? Did you stay up too late? All that good stuff?
Part of that is the truth. The rest, okay. No. So I don't really go anywhere right now because we have Remy and Aaron's buddies get kind of rowdy. So he goes down usually. And we had dinner at home. And then he... Actually, Aaron made dinner last night. Shout out to him.
Look at that.
And also made buffalo chicken dip for the guys. The guys didn't believe that he made it, but Aaron made it. So he took that down and watched.
That's a popular little appetizer / dipping item right there.
Yes. So he went down and hung out with the guys, and Remy and I watched the Super Bowl, just her and I. And it's kind of funny because I ended up sharing a video of what my Super Bowl experience was.
Uh-huh.
And it was me laying down, and behind me you see a toddler jumping and standing and falling on my back and pulling my head and jumping and laughing.
Well, it was an intense game, Michaela.
So, Super Bowls with toddlers, a little different experience, but
yeah, no doubt.
It was fun.
I actually started watching last night on a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
Because I started recording it and then, put the kids down. And I was like, listen, got to take care of myself. Maybe bathe, take a shower last night.
Yeah.
Finally get something to eat.
Appreciate that.
No problem. So I started actually watching it like an hour late. Now I actually got all the way caught up. I got live with like 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, which was pretty cool.
I watched the whole thing. I stayed up for entire thing.
Proud of you.
And I had a really, really intense moment of what is the best decision for my life at the end.
Uh-huh.
Do I go to bed now because it's 10:30?
Right.
Or do I stay up and watch This
uh-huh.
Is Us?
By the way, did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
So don't say anything.
I'm not gonna say anything, but I will say this. This is all I'm going to say. If you remember back on Friday when we talked about This Is Us, I said, well, what happens?
Oh, don't stop. No,
I
don't.
I said, what happens
stop.
If Jack does not die in the fire?
You're ruining it.
And you
for
said,
me.
Oh, no, that's going to happen. I said,
look at you. You suck.
No,
I know what's going to happen now. Thank you. Now I'm not excited to see
literally,
it.
Literally, you do not know what's going to happen. Trust
okay.
me. You do not know. But come on. You had to know that he wasn't going to die.
Eric!
In the fire. I mean, they're not going to show how he dies right in the promo
Eric.
Of the show. They're not
thank you
show.
For ruining the entire episode for me.
It's not.
It's actually not funny. I'm actually really upset.
Trust me. It's,
no. You,
it's
no,
not
but
ruined.
You, but it is because now
I told you.
Now
Friday.
I know.
I told you
literally
Friday.
Just said, Eric, don't tell me. Don't tell me what's going to happen.
But no, I told you Friday.
But you did. But it didn't happen yet on Friday, so
you're
you
right.
didn't actually know. Now you know. And
no,
thank you so much for taking the joy out
already,
of my life.
I already
hope you sleep well at night.
I already.
So let's
knew.
Move on because I'm upset now.
Let's
talk about something different.
Clearly,
let's move on.
Well, we're still going to talk about the Super Bowl. My girl Carrie Underwood opening up the show last night. I mean, doesn't get any better than that. I was upset.
Like in awe. I don't know. She looked awesome. But that was, of course, wasn't that pre-fall?
That was pre-fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she looked fantastic. Loved the dress. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. Sometimes with Carrie, I feel like she's like screeching.
Screeching?
Yeah.
Like
I could do any better. But no, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't.
Where was our boy Luda at?
I thought Pink was incredible.
You know, she had the flu.
Yes, she did. And that's why there was one high note where you could.
At the end? Yeah.
Yeah, that she struggled on. But she definitely came back. In full force, but she did an incredible job. And JT.
Yeah, that dude right
call
there.
Call me anytime.
Okay. Whoa, alrighty then.
He was incredible.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Cool entrance by JT coming down the little ramp through the crowd.
I love how he included the fans. Yeah, he was right up in that.
Of course,
that
he
awesome.
Did all of his hits. Started with his new song, which I don't know if it is it growing on me. I don't know.
He did a great show last night. And you know, I love the part where he went up into the stands right at the end and was hanging out with that kid and then went, Super Bowl selfies.
Of course, he did all of his hits. Tribute to Prince. That was pretty cool.
It was kind of interesting.
You see
at
how
first,
they went with the camera shot outside of the stadium.
And everything went purple.
Everything went purple, and then they had the Prince symbol there. So I don't know.
I don't know. It kind of confused me, though, because I thought maybe he was doing a tribute to those who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just all of the musicians that have passed. It was interesting that he chose just to do something for Prince.
Yeah.
But
Of course, that's Prince. I think that's his hometown.
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's kind of where he's from, where he laid his head at night. Of course, like you mentioned, JT going into the crowd there and at the end of his performance. But what was up with his outfit?
I liked it.
The leather jacket with the fringe hanging, and then he had that weird Goodwill purchase.
I'm telling
shirt
you what, you didn't buy that at Goodwill.
Look at it. It had the deer on it. It was kind of.
I thought he looked good. I don't know.
I get the whole Man of the Woods thing. That's the name of his album, but he's taken a little too far.
I don't know. I think he looked great, and he was dancing like he killed it with those dance moves. I don't know how they do that dance like that and sing. No, I'd be like,
most.
One second. One second.
Yeah, most can't. That's why they lip sync. So.
But I don't. No, he didn't.
No,
he
didn't. I didn't sense any of that. No. In terms of commercials,
they sucked.
Most of them did. A lot of car ads.
They were terrible.
A lot of movie previews. Especially a lot of the commercials had subliminal messages like unity and coming together.
I mean,
equality.
I liked the Olympics ads. Those were emotional, like the ones where the one woman who had no legs and missing
that was right
an
at
arm,
the beginning. Yeah,
that was really great. I love those. But in the Olympics, they spent some money because there were a lot of them. But I was like, and then Kraft did. Okay, I was disappointed with this. I would look at me getting all frustrated from last night. So, Kraft,
by the way, you know who owns Kraft, right? Owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft.
Okay, he needs to get his crap together.
or his craft. Yeah.
Because they did a hashtag Kraft entry, hashtag family something, family greatly, and they were going to play those. I didn't see them. I didn't see that commercial. They said hashtag your photos and your videos with these, and then we'll choose some for our commercial. I waited and waited and waited and waited and no Kraft
singles commercial.
No, that never came on unless it was way after the game. I didn't see it.
I don't remember seeing a Kraft singles commercial. Some of them I fast forwarded through because, like I said, I was on a little bit of a delay. Some of the notable ones, you had the Doritos commercial. You know, like how the Doritos and Mountain Dew kind of combined to do one commercial. They had the short person who I don't know his name, but he was sort of lip syncing, mouth rapping, if you will, to that Busta Rhymes song, and then you had Morgan Freeman on the other end, sort of mouth rapping to Missy Elliott.
I liked the Eminem one with Danny DeVito? Is that who?
Yeah,
that was hilarious. That was
he
funny.
Looks the same as he did like 10 years ago.
I love how the woman goes. The woman Eminem goes, "You're still short and bald."
Still short and bald. I think one of the most notable ads throughout the night, which really continued throughout the whole evening, were those Tide commercials.
Those were funny.
And that's my boy Hopper from Stranger Things right there, the police officer. Which
that was funny.
Yeah, all those.
If you see clean clothes, it's probably a Tide commercial.
Once I saw the first one, they were like, "Watch throughout the night, you'll see." And I was like, "What are they talking about?" They literally. I wonder how much they paid for all those commercials.
I'm surprised they didn't do anything with don't eat Tide Pods.
I'm very surprised.
Budweiser, that was a good one.
The Dilly Billy?
No, that the one.
Oh, I know.
The water.
The water,
the hurricane victims.
The water,
and the wildfire,
Anheuser-Busch, all that good stuff. But the one that's receiving a lot of flack, though, Dodge Trucks or Dodge Ram, they used part of a Martin Luther King Jr. speech, not the I Have a Dream speech, but I think another speech. And they're receiving some flack because apparently the King Estate did not allow that, so we don't really know what's going to happen with that. Dodge could be coming under a little bit of a lawsuit from that. Hmm. Oh, of course there was the game. Do we even mention the game?
Yeah, Patriots fell to a bird team.
The Eagles, their first ever.
What a game, man.
First ever Super Bowl, yeah.
And you know what? When I learned a little bit more about the Eagles' journey, I support the Patriots because that's Aaron's team. Mm-hmm. But I was actually happy to see the Eagles win because it's their first ever. And then Nick, what's his last name?
Foles.
Yes, has this like Cinderella story. He became quarterback when the other quarterback got hurt or something, so he wasn't even supposed to be a starter. And then, did you see the one about the guy who was 99 or something? The old man.
Yeah, the old timer.
And I thought, though, I said, now I have mixed feelings. I want the Eagles to win, but I don't want that guy to die.
I think I think a lot of folks throughout the country probably wanted the Eagles to win. One, because they were playing the Patriots. And two, the Eagles, underdog. Everybody kind of roots for the underdog, what I mean? But it was a great game, 41-33, the final. You mentioned Nick Foles, a Super Bowl MVP. He was actually the quarterback for the Eagles back in 2013. Then they got rid of him, bounced around to a few teams, then came back just this season and was the backup. And like you said, everybody's one play away, and their starter got hurt back in December, and Their backup didn't look bad.
You know, the Patriots, though.
Could that be the Browns' next quarterback? Nick Foles right there?
The Patriots did almost get it right there at the end. They almost got that touchdown.
Every single one of us thought that Brady was going to somehow...
But then how cool was it to see the three Eagles player come up and just surround whoever the receiver was there? And yeah, it was. I was actually very interested.
Yeah, it was.
Normally I watch for the commercials, but...
Great game last night, highly entertaining. In terms of points being scored, one of the all-timers for Super Bowls, yards racked up. By the way, that Brady guy, sad to report, he actually broke one of Bernie Kosar's records last night. Bernie's former Browns quarterback.
Why is that sad to report?
Yeah, just because now Bernie's
no longer
number one.
See, this is what happens when you get on top. No one likes you anymore.
Yeah, Brady threw for 505 yards. Hey, here's the Eagles radio call, okay? The iconic play-by-play guy for the Philadelphia Eagles and his sidekick here, the final play of the game.
He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over! The game is over! The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions! Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you! Let the celebration begin!
There's going to be a parade on Broad Street. Hey, man, if this is a dream, don't wake me up.
Merrill Reese, iconic play-by-play announcer for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, Eagles are doing that. What are we doing
here?
Well,
how? You just jump in.
Oh, our coach is jumping in the lake.
That's going to be at my convenience.
Gotcha.
And
okay,
I get a
thanks.
Lot of people
just
come
sobering
out.
Thought. 2017 NFL season is now over. Thank God it is now over.